Welcome to the Flood Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:55 British Summer Time. Today is October 13th. Well, this has been really quite a positive day on stock markets generally, although Wall Street is paring its advance into the close. In Asia this morning, the Chinese market was firm for another consecutive day. I think it's up over 7% following the Mid-Autumn Festival. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was up just under 1.5%. That is pushing on to a new recovery high and breaking above the November 2009 high. So it's another one of these relatively large cap markets completing relatively lengthy consolidations, in this case 11 months. And we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside in the absence of really quite a clear downward dynamic. And that really would need to be big enough to make you sit up in your seat and pay attention. And we've seen nothing in that of that magnitude of over the last few months. So this really is a very sweet spot for equity markets generally. In Europe, the majority of indices were up over 1%, and some were up in excess of 2%. The DAX is one of those. It's pushing up out of another one of these lengthy consolidations and breaking upwards in no uncertain terms. So that again is really quite positive action. Looking at Asia, some of the smaller cap markets, such as the ASEAN markets, remain very firm. They have become increasingly overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages over the last few weeks in particular, and they're increasingly close to their next mean reversion, whereas we see that some of these larger cap markets are completing lengthy consolidations. They've got a lot underneath them to support higher levels, and they are perhaps the lower risk bet at this juncture. So we may see a certain amount of switching going on because some of these larger cap markets are completing really lengthy consolidations, and we say at the chart seminar that a well-defined trading range is an explosion waiting to happen. And we have well-defined trading ranges in here that are increasingly being completed. And in Europe, a number of these northern European markets are doing just that, particularly the German, Swedish, and Danish markets. Some of the laggards in southern Europe have certainly firmed of late. They're threatening progressions of lower rally highs. They're not in a position to outperform in the current environment, but certainly those northern European markets have got the wind behind them in here right now. U.S. Treasuries were weaker earlier on, but pared their loss as the U.S. As the Fed said that they were going to reinvest the proceeds from some of their mortgage securities back into treasuries. And that was a bit of a bigger announcement than people might have been expecting. But let's not forget that that is not extra money going back into these treasuries. That is a reinvestment of capital. And the fact that it's larger than people were expecting is simply an indication that the Fed owns more treasuries than people probably realized. So it's really not a healthy situation. While the liquidity remains in the system, and that is certainly positive for financial markets in the short to medium term, the fact that the Fed owns such a remarkable number of treasuries and has such a huge portfolio of mortgage-related securities isn't exactly a positive for the medium to longer term. And they haven't really come out with any way that they're going to be able to unwind this massive position that they've got. They're not under any pressure to do so at the moment. But there will come a time when they will need to tighten some of this monetary policy, and inflationary pressures are being cooked into the system right now. We continue to see that some of these commodities are pushing on towards really quite impressive highs, and oil in particular is up to 93, or sorry, $83 again in here today. It's up just over $1.25, and it could be in the process of completing another one of these lengthy consolidations. Now, if we can look at some of these stock markets and say that We've seen that lengthy consolidations up to a year have been completed in impressive fashion by stock markets. Well, the exact same psychological makeup is in commodity markets, and with oil having ranged for over a year now, that is putting a lot of trading underneath prices in here. So it will be interesting to see what oil does when the dollar next firms, and how much of its recent advance it will be able to hold on to. But if it holds on to a good portion of it, then there's a good chance we're reasonably close to seeing oil breaking to the upside. And that would have inflationary pressures month over month and quarter over quarter in pretty short order. And that's, of course, on top of the commodity price inflation we've seen in the agriculturals and foods and meats generally. This was a very firm day for the precious metal sector. And gold is pulling away from the $1,350 level. It was up almost $22 on the spot price. Silver was up 85 cents. It's at $24 even as I speak. Both platinum and palladium were also really quite firm. It's not so long ago that an 85 cent move in silver could have been viewed as climactic. That certainly isn't the case anymore. The contract has certainly got bigger. And at $24, this is a remarkable advance, and silver is beginning to play catch up with gold, and that's exactly what we'd expect to happen in the latter stages of one of these big medium-term breakouts. So gold has performed fantastically well. It remains very consistent. It has a rivetingly consistent progression of higher reaction lows over the last 10 weeks. Exactly the same thing is can be said of silver. Provided that remains the case, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. They are being supported by the weakness of the US dollar, and we can probably roll that out to the entire commodity complex and a lot of the stock markets. The US dollar was weaker in here today. The euro is testing the $1.40 level. It went up, had a look at it earlier in here today, and pulled back a little bit from it. But again, the dollar is also in a consistent downtrend. It has very minor reactions within the downtrend, and the progression of lower rally highs remains very much intact. A clear upward dynamic for the dollar would really be required to begin to pressure the carry traders that are almost certainly active in the US dollar and risk asset cross. And there's no evidence of that just yet. We do know that this further something becomes overextended relative to its 200-day moving average, the greater the likelihood is that it's going to pull back in a violent fashion at some point. So we know that that is increasing likelihood, but provided we maintain our money control discipline, then we can continue to ride this move for as long as it lasts. So this really is a very sweet spot for commodity investors and for stock market investors. It looks increasingly likely that we're going to see a bit of a catch-up play in larger cap markets, and that really is kicking sand in the eye of some of the most bearish commentary that I've seen, which emanated from a number of pundits back in August. So we're seeing that these markets are pushing on. They're breaking upwards out of lengthy consolidations. They're taking out their April highs. Taking a quick look at the Bloomberg on a currency-adjusted basis, the Dow Jones is currently up 6.41% for the year. The Nasdaq Composite's up over 7.5%. The Canadian market is up 13.5%. Mexico is up 14.5%, and Brazil is up just under 10%. The FTSE in the UK is up 4.48%. That's adjusted to US dollars. All these are currency adjusted figures for a valid comparison. And the DAX is up over 5%. Sweden, which is one of the better performing European markets, is up 25%. The Hang Seng is up 7%. And Australia is up, the ASX 200 is up 4.75%. We're starting to see that some of the larger cap markets are beginning to play catch up. That is probably going to be a different environment when we get to the end of this year. And that is following on from really quite an impressive 2009. This is certainly not bear market type of activity. When we look at the Dow and the S&P over the last 10 years, They're in a big trading range, and we saw something very similar to that back in the 70s. And there's no reason to believe that what we're in right now is a cyclical bull market within a secular bear, that it has plenty of room left to advance. And if the Dow and the S&P remain steady to rising, that leaves out plenty of potential for a lot of other markets to outperform. We've seen a lot of that in the last year, and there's a strong likelihood that in the absence of forced monetary tightening or significantly higher government bond yields or a spike in oil prices, then there's a strong likelihood that the current status quo is likely to continue for the next few years, punctuated by the occasional medium-term reversion to the mean, which could be viewed from an investment perspective as a buying opportunity. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.